The post-match interview.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom-designed homes, $400,000 to $1 million, and City to Surf Solar. Essendon by 10 points over the Swans this afternoon. We're in the Sydney rooms where Drew Jones, I believe, is with Josh Kennedy.
Kingy, thanks very much. Josh, we appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy after a tough loss today. What went wrong? Why did Essendon get the points in the end?
Number of reasons. I think we missed a lot of opportunities in front of goal, number one. Number two, I think we probably played their game in terms of our tackle count was extremely low, especially that last quarter, which was really disappointing. And, that was probably the difference in the end.
Are you frustrated now because you feel like you might have opened up your season a little bit over the last 3 weeks, getting some wins on the board, and today was a chance to really put yourself back in the finals mix?
Yeah, it definitely was. Can't escape that fact. That is really disappointing. Having said that, there's still plenty to go. So who knows what can happen.
Josh, thanks for joining us. Tom King, Ben Waterworth, Mark Neild and Heath Buck up in the K-Rock box. You get 9 points up when you kick that first goal of the last quarter. You probably just need another one on top of that to just push that margin out towards 3 goals.
Yeah, it would have been nice. And probably the third quarter too. I felt like we had a lot of the play and probably just needed to contribute on the scoreboard and get a bit more of our bang for buck for that third quarter. But it just wasn't to be. And to Essendon's credit, they were able to respond and get going and make the most of their opportunities in the last quarter.
If Aliyah is not careful, he might find himself playing as a permanent ruckman. He was mighty today.
Yeah, he's been fantastic for the last week and a half in there, and certainly gives us a different look, and he's very dynamic at ground level too, with a lot of clearances. So it's good. It's exciting having him in there, and hopefully he can keep improving and we can keep getting better.
Josh, we noticed from almost the first couple of minutes today a style that really saw you take on a lot of slow plays and try and methodically work your way up towards the forward line. Was that a real tactic today to try and curtail the Bombers and try and make sure that they got frustrated and not go through the corridor as much as what they wanted to?
Oh, I think the message post-game was that we probably overdid it a little bit early. And probably didn't take enough ground when we could have. We're probably a little bit too conscious of their tools, Hurley and stuff down there, taking intercept marks. And again, I thought, we probably took a little bit long to adjust to that. And then again, in the third quarter, I felt like we were adjusted well, but probably just didn't get enough bang for our buck in terms of going forward.
As a player individually and as a team, like, how hard is it to find that balance? I know Collingwood probably struggled with that maybe in round two when they went really hard against Richmond and Nathan Buckley corrected that. But as a player, how hard is it to try and find that balance when you're given that instruction?
Oh, no, the instruction wasn't necessarily to play slow. I think the instruction was lower the eyes, change the angles, and I think we naturally just went into that method of play, which again I think was probably we went a bit overboard as the playing group. It is hard to adjust, but we've got to be better at that if we want to be pushing for September.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar on K-Rock. We're talking with Josh Kennedy. Here's Heath Buck.
Yeah, Josh, we thought James Rowbottom was a real positive today. I mean, he's only 18 years of age, I think, playing his fifth game. He tied a little bit late in the last quarter, but he had 24 disposals, a real hard nut. Just unearthed another really quality youngster by the looks of it.
Yeah, it's been a real highlight of the year, again, with regards to the young players that have come through and probably took us a bit of time to adjust. It's certainly a different look team from where I'm standing, but it's been incredibly pleasing to see how the development of our young players, and he's another one that has just slotted right in and know what you're going to get from him.
And seeing these young guys, particularly in the midfield, sort of coming through, does that sort of keep the passion burning inside you?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The passion's certainly still there, and I guess given where we are now and the result today, obviously not favourable, hurts a fair bit, but there's still plenty of footy left, and we've got a lot to work on this season and build a foundation for the rest of the year and beyond. So it's certainly exciting being part of that.
You just mentioned as well Aliyah playing that role on the ruck, really standing up for Callum Sinclair today as well. Didn't have obviously the big man up forward in Lance Franklin. Sam Reid played predominantly forward as well. There's a lot of responsibility on Alier and Sam Reid to try and fill those two chasms today. How do you think Sam went playing predominantly as that tall forward? Because he looked like he really gave you a great target as the game went on.
Yeah, I think you're right. It is a huge responsibility for them both. I thought, as you said, Reedy, as the game went on, just got better and better. That third quarter again was really, really special, and we again didn't really capitalise enough on his work up there. But yeah, especially with the young forwards around him, it's a huge responsibility.
Why has Jordan Dawson become so good all of a sudden, Josh?
I mean, from the out, it's one of those things. From the outside, it looks all of a sudden, but he's been doing it for a long time on the track, in the reserves. He's probably hasn't had a decent run at it in terms of back-to-back games in the seniors, but this year he has, and he's shown that he's not just capable, but can be a really damaging player. So, again, another highlight that you take from the year so far, and hopefully more to come.
Just on your personal form, Josh, 35 disposals today. I know numbers and your own personal game isn't everything, particularly after a close loss like that to Essendon. But did you feel like that was one of your better games for the season, and you're able to get yourself into some good form, particularly across the first three quarters of the game?
Oh, yeah, it's hard to say now. I feel like my touch and stuff has been. As good as it has been, probably got a bit more of it today, but I think again a highlight this year is we've been able to spread the load, play different roles, and you know it's hard to, I think in the last quarter I probably down a little bit, so that's more on my mind than the first three.
Yep.
Unfortunately, but that's where I'm at the moment.
Josh, we really appreciate your time. I know it's tough after a loss to front up to the media, but you've been more than generous with your time talking to us on K-Rock. Safe trip back to the Harbour City, and wish you the best of luck against the Blues next week.
No worries, guys. Thanks.
Josh Kennedy joining us on K-Rock Football. Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City Deserve Solar.
The post-match interview.